She's got the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From LA, New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
The 2020 Billboard Music Awards went down last night in Las Vegas. It was honestly pretty bad, but there's just a couple things you should know about it. One moment did bring me to tears.
Okay.
We'll get to that in just a second. First, we now know the very first 90s song to log 1 billion streams online. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So this was a really popular song when it came out in 1995. Peaked at number 8 at the time, so it seems like a random song to suddenly be shooting ahead of all the other songs, but this is the most popular streamed 90s song. What's your guess?
Here's a shot in the dark. The Boy Is Mine, Brandy and Monica?
Yeah, that's not it.
Oh.
It's not it, you're wrong. Okay, the actual song is Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh, I would have thought it got peaked at higher than number 8, but...
No, just number 8 okay. Back in 95 when it came out. It's kind of a depressing song. Like, it's a good song,
yes,
but it's depressing.
It makes why people are listening to it now? They want to sort of mellow out or...
I don't know. Maybe just people have that dark side inside them, and once in a while they need to listen to something a little emo feeling, I guess.
Emo feeling, I like it.
All right, the 2020 Billboard Music Awards went down last night in Las Vegas. These were supposed to happen back in April, but they were postponed due to the pandemic.
Okay.
It was live, but there was no audience. Kelly Clarkson hosted. You know Kelly's my girl. Mm-hmm. She really tried her best. I don't think it was her fault, but it just the whole show really fell flat.
She was promising a lot of music. Did she live up to that promise?
There was a lot of music.
Okay.
So
there's that.
Not a lot of energy. It was basically like these great performers in a library. There'd
right.
be dead silence after it's over.
Uh-huh.
Post Malone was the big winner last night. He took home 9 awards, including Top Artist.
We have to remind ourselves that these should have been taking place in April. So, like, I'm thinking of the year that he had. You can't think of a year back from now. It would have been the year preceding April.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Demi Lovato performed a song called Commander in Chief, which is pretty much an anti-Trump song. And a lot of people, this one started trending. A lot of people thought it was pretty meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Commander in Chief, honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander in Chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe?
Trump fans loved that one, as you can imagine.
I'm imagining that there's not going to be like a backlash like we saw with the Dixie Chicks when they took a jab at
I'm waiting for Donald Trump to say Demi Lovato is a disgusting human being. I'm waiting for that comment for sure. This was the moment that had a lot of us in tears. John Legend honored his wife Chrissy Teigen.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they just lost their third child after pregnancy complications. So heartbreaking. And at the beginning of the song, he said, "This is for Chrissy."
Strong enough to stay. We will never break.
Oh, I have chills again hearing it. It's all they've just been through.
Yeah, I mean, the award show may have been lackluster, but it sounds like the music had some pretty good meaning behind it.
Hey, I brought you the highlights.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. The rest is 4 hours of garbage.
Yeah. No, but you're right. Like, Lizzo was definitely out there encouraging people to vote. There's a lot happening in the United States right now, and it wasn't without its... Yeah, some of it was just really, really deep, like John Legend's moment, and some of it was political.
Fluff.
But and then there was some fluff in between.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Need a bit of both.
You don't have to watch it, though. I just...